inside the imperialist monster. Culture as a weapon. African youth have taken up Malcolm X as a cultural icon. I won't go into details, as others have spoken on the subject. I will say that this phenomenon is largely in keeping with the ideology of cultural nationalism, which is positive insofar as it lends itself to revolutionary nationalism. We are clear that this does not happen by itself, but must be a conscious act. As organizers and as propagandists, if you will, we can now push Malcolm X from his position as a cultural icon to a revolutionary mentor. Finally, in this struggle, the role of the state in oppressing the people is being exposed to the people. And the necessity for struggle is being internalized by the people. The true interests of the state lie in big business profits and are carried out through the racist oppression and exploitation of the masses of our people around the world. Black elected officials do not and cannot represent any meaningful change for their people. They represent the state. And in most cases, their hands are tied to their ankles when it comes time to take a stand. What is beautiful is that the youth are beginning to internalize our own ability to identify and articulate the problems of injustice in the society. But rather than responding in a socially reactionary, self-destructive manner, we are beginning to analyze the necessity, feasibility, objectives, and strategies for revolutionary action based on the healthy response of self-defense by any means necessary. And I can't do this standing, sitting down. Save the Audubon. Malcolm X lives. Black power. Today's youth, tomorrow's revolution. In the 90s, we'll be kicking ass. Malcolm X, live like him. Dare to struggle. Dare to win. Fidel Castro, live like him. Dare to struggle. Dare to win. Long live the Cuban Revolution.